Just real quick, an update on roster moves. We waived linebacker Martez Wilson. We signed Ryan Griffin from the practice squad to the active roster and then brought in Kyle Knox as an outside linebacker to our practice squad. Kind of into our normal schedule this week. We had an extra day on Wednesday today. Again, the emphasis was spent on first and second down. Any questions?
Can you go back over your thinking when you hired Doug and why he was offensive coordinator in addition to?
A couple things. At that time, you know, we, much like you would a roster, it begun to create kind of a depth chart of coaches that we had an interest in. There were a handful that I'd worked with and knew, Curtis Johnson, Greg McMahon, Joe Vitt, guys that I had actually experienced being on the staff with. We needed, number one, we needed a coordinator. We needed someone with experience coaching the offensive line. Sometimes there's a fit. It's not too unusual. The challenge at that time was, you know, just we were shortly removed from Katrina. And trying to find, you know, coaches with families to come into the region was sometimes difficult. And, you know, that initial staff, a lot of those guys, you know, came with promotions that we weren't winning many jump balls, if you will, in the hiring process. And so we had, you know, a handful of attempts at hiring guys. But Doug was someone who I'd met before, and he was working. He was still under contract with the Jets and finally was able to get out of his contract and had a chance to interview him and felt really, really comfortable with his expertise and you know, his ability to teach. And, you know, since then, you know, that initial staff was pretty special, and he's someone that I've stayed in close touch with, you know, throughout the years when he went to Syracuse and now on to Buffalo and is doing a good job there. Oh, I met him in Dallas once, you know, in combines and senior bowls, you know, some of those things where the league's together, and had gotten to know him a little bit, and then during the interview process a lot more.
Do you look forward to coaching against friends and against pupils?
Well, I think anymore, and maybe this just goes with being in the league longer, but I think anymore each week there's always connections. Next week it'll be Rob and Rex. The week after that, I don't know who we play, but there'll be a tie, I'm sure. I think it's pretty common once you've been in the league a while. Listen, it's nice to have guys that were on that initial staff like Doug or Dennis Allen, you know, get great opportunities as head coaches. That's something that, you know, I think that's something that I'm excited about and the organization feels good about. And he did a great job while he was here.
Because when you won the Super Bowl, that offensive line, you kind of built up a lot of them.
He, like any staff, you know, he was involved with getting Jonathan Goodwin here, you know, because he had been with him at the Jets. And he had done a real good job. We had a lot of transition in that first year. If you look at the starting offensive line in 06 compared to the year before we got here, there were a lot of new faces. Jari was getting ready to play as a rookie. There were quite a bit of changes, so you know he did a real good job.
Coach, why receivers have only three touchdown catches thus far? Is there anything you think that's contributed to that? Is there anything you can put your finger on?
Well, you know, we've said going in, we've made an emphasis on improving, number one, our red zone offense. I think, you know, there's formationally times where the plays happen maybe outside the red zone. Jimmy's had real good production, Darren Sproles. I don't know if there's any one thing that you would point at. A lot of times teams are playing more coverage down there, brackets, double, if you will, on the outside players. When that happens, a guy like Tavares Cadet ends up getting an underneath escape route for a touchdown. You know, I think that would be the first thing that comes to mind. But, you know, again, we're here at six games, though. And so, yeah, normally you might have more than that. But I think overall just being more efficient and monitoring, you know, what are we doing well and what can we improve on? I think are the key things.
Can you fill us in on the plans for the Bucs game this week, your emphasis on it and the fact that the Bills aren't very good at defending?
Well, I think this. I think during the bye week, one of the things we talked about was just more of a consistency and not having the minus runs. I thought in the second half of the New England game, we ran it better. Part of that's me in being patient with it, and you know it's something we'll continue to do. Buffalo plays a few looks defensively, though. They're in a base 34 front. They get in an under front. They jump into a bear defense, and then they play nickel sometimes to some of your base personnel. And so that just presents, from a communication standpoint, a few different things that we've got to be on the same page with. And so, you know, we want to be, and we have been a team that's in multiple personnel groupings. And I think it's important that, you know, even though you may have tendencies, that you have the ability to run the ball from both your base and nickel. And I think that, you know, we'll want to be able to do that in this game.
When you run it that well, do you worry that you lose some of that rhythm if you go into a bye?
No, I mean, I think, look, we haven't had any magical answers with the bye week schedule. The first few years we didn't do as well, and then Andy Reid, I think, had won 8 or 9 in a row at that time, and I just remember calling him and asking him just simply, what's your schedule? And his was pretty easy. Those guys came in Monday, and then they were off for a week, and it seemed pretty simple. So we've kind of followed that, but I think it still comes back to that week after, like right now, Monday's practice today of, you know, getting these guys, making sure their conditioning level's up to speed. They're in the weight room. I thought they did a good job during the bye of taking care of themselves. We had a handful of players that were injured who had to be here for treatment. And, you know, generally when you go through a week like that, no news is good news. And I thought they handled the schedule pretty well.
Can you talk about both the roster moves yesterday? Martez Wilson's obviously a guy you guys were high on earlier, just never.
Yeah, and you know, look, at some point, you know, number one, Ryan was a guy that we signed as a free agent. We'd considered drafting him late. He came in and had a real good training camp, and so maybe a move like that gets sped up. But I think overall it was just trying to pay attention to production and really, it was as simple as that. And we had a chance to visit yesterday. I know that he'll have another opportunity, and you know, you want to see him do well. I'm talking about Martez, but those are the decisions that are tough oftentimes during the season, and you kind of go from there.
What are your thoughts about the Buffalo Blitz package and how Mario Williams has adapted to it?
Well, I think they get a lot of pressure from just their base. You know, he plays that weak side outside linebacker position, which can put him right or left based on your formation in the base. In the nickel snaps, he's more to our right, to his left. He's had an exceptional season. You know, he's had sacks from inside. He's had sacks from outside, you know, and he's someone who's comfortable on either side of the tackle. So you've seen that production. He's healthy. He's long. Certainly he's a player that you have to account for, because, you know, he changed the game last week. We saw on the final snaps, and he's really playing well. And I think collectively as a defense, they're at the top of the league in pressures and sacks. They're number one in the league in interceptions, and those usually kind of go hand in hand oftentimes. You know, if the clock is quick for the quarterback, it benefits the back end. So, you know, that's certainly one of the challenges this week. Well, the one thing you see is you see leadership. You see a team that believes. They lead the league in rushing. They're doing a good job possessing the football. They've been smart. I think that when you look at their formula right now, and they played very well of late, every game they played has been within a touchdown, excluding their win against Cleveland. Every other game has come within, you know, one possession. And I think that they're getting the turnovers, they're hurrying the quarterback, they're running the football very well with two good backs. And, you know, they're getting a lot of plays off. So, you know, some no huddle, some hurry up. He's very comfortable for someone who hasn't played a lot of snaps. I don't necessarily think you see that on tape, and that's, you know, that's a credit to those guys on offense, not only him, but the players around him, the coaches. They've done a good job.
Buffalo went into their game against Miami kind of beat up. Did you get a sense in watching the film kind of what they're about, being able to play with a backup quarterback and actually backup running back?
Yeah, I mean, they've got a handful of guys injured, no different than us, and a lot of the guys, a lot of the teams now in the league. They played Miami very, very well. They had some key turnovers. They had an interception for a touchdown. They got the sack fumble late in the game. You know, they're playing with confidence and have played some good opponents.
Doug wanted to thought about making the move from Syracuse to Buffalo.
We spoke briefly, and you know, he and I would talk fairly often during the off season. You know, the challenge a year ago was just contact with coaches, but when he was at Syracuse, you know, he was someone that I could speak with, and so we spoke a little bit about it, because he had a few opportunities, you know, and I think he looked for the one that he felt most comfortable with, and I think he made a good decision.
I know individual records don't mean as much as wins and losses, but Marcus Colson is zeroing in on another. Can you just talk about where he ranks among the players that you've worked with, right?
Which one's he zeroing in on? He's back to, you know, week one. I think the one of the best words, he's been very consistent, and you know, he's a big target with strong hands. You know, he's someone that quickly knows all the positions, so I don't want to say that comes easy to him, but he is very intelligent and can play outside, can play the slot, and he's played in a lot of those spots during his career. You know, it's kind of hard to believe that he's in year eight, you know, in that initial draft class, but he's been very consistent, reliable, available, and he's got, you know, a big target area and works extremely hard with during the course of the week. And key for a player like that now, not unlike a few of the other players that have that experience, is just making sure they're not getting too many snaps during the week.
The young guys at wide receiver still is a two. How would you evaluate how
they're doing? Well, they're doing well. Trying to get them all, you know, the reps is a challenge, but they both have adjusted. They understand the offense, and I think they're doing well.
Your early impressions of Vilma since he's been back on the practice field?
I mean, he's moving around fine, and it'd be hard to tell just after two practices.